We have a story of China's influence in Africa. The president of Kenya is visiting China. President William Ruto has negotiated more infrastructure loans for East Africa's largest economy. Building infrastructure sounds good, but the president faces anger back home for piling so much debt up to China. Emmanuel Agunza reports from Nairobi.
Good morning.
Good morning, Your Excellency.
Beijing has rolled out the red carpet for more than 50 African leaders attending this year's Forum on China-Africa Cooperation. Kenya has been among the biggest beneficiaries, with President William Ruto securing $300 million in loans for the construction of rural roads and the completion of a stalled $5 billion railway line that was meant to connect Kenya and neighboring countries.
We all agree that China, yet again, is demonstrating that China's relationship with Africa is beyond friendship.
But back home, Kenyans have been wary of the burden of repaying for expensive infrastructure loans financed by China. That frustration boiled into the streets in June during deadly protests that killed more than 60 people.
So this is the condition of the road.
Online, ordinary citizens have initiated a campaign on keeping the government accountable.
It's a very big appetite in Kenya for launching projects that never materialize.
Like Morara Kibaso, an activist whose videos have gone viral as he travels around the country exposing the corrupt dealings.
On the 29th August 2023, President William Ruto launched this road.
Hundreds of people have been visiting stalled roads and school constructions where billions have been lost and calling out President Ruto over the projects he has launched, including in some cases, non-existing schools. Ken Kimani is a cab driver in Kenya. He says the country should not be borrowing more money.
What we want is responsible borrowing, accountability for every shilling, and an end to mismanagement and this corrupt ghost project where the money ends up with the president's friends and cronies.
The protests in Kenya have once again shone the spotlight on mismanagement of loans, corruption, and heavy debt. Kenya's total foreign debt now amounts to more than $80 billion, equivalent to two-thirds of its GDP, with the country struggling to pay off interest on these Chinese loans. This has put Kenya on an endless cycle of debt, even as the country battles with an economic crisis and stiff austerity measures that have left many struggling. For NPR News, I'm Emmanuel Igunza in Nairobi, Kenya.